When you see purple in Bass County this time of year, it means one thing, the Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund. I sat down with Hannah Woodsell, a new board member, to talk about an upcoming event. I am joined in studio by Hannah Woodsell. Hannah Woodsell has been a volunteer for the Darce Vi Foundation for a number of years before becoming a board member. How are you doing today, Hannah?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me here, Danny.
How long have you been a volunteer or helping out behind the scenes, so to speak?
Well, I came to Bath County in 2016 and learned about the Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund through my mother-in-law, Trudy, and I just think it's such a great cause, so I've been helping out as much as I can here and there.
So for some of our listeners in the other parts of the area that don't know the Darce L. Vi Fund, can you talk about that for them?
Sure. The Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund is for residents of Bath County. Miss Vi, when she passed, left an endowment to help out cancer patients within Bath County. People have just been donating back and forth, and money's been going out as much as money has been coming in. So here we are, helping out the people of Bath County.
You guys have a very big event coming up at the end of the month, the last weekend in September. What do you got going on?
Yes, we have Fall on Main, because it's right there on Main Street in Hot Springs, and it is an event to benefit Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund and the recipients of our cancer fund. We'll be having a gospel sing Friday night starting at 4:30, and then on Saturday all day 10 to 5 we're having a craft event, a fall festival, if you will.
You want to talk about some of the performers?
Sure. On Friday night, like I said, we're having a gospel sing. It's from 4:30 to 8, and we're having Bootsy Hodge, who's coming down, and Karen and Richard Heiss, which I know you guys know, Lori Botkin and the Mark Templeton Band, as well as Eyes on Him.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
So over the years, the Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund, they've had a number of fund drives and different things around the event. You know, talk about the team that you work with, their dedication.
Yeah, of course. So we have so many people that work together. We have board members, which I'm thankful to have been placed on the board recently, as well as my husband and my mother-in-law, and other just people throughout Bath County that are volunteering to help set up this particular event, as well as other organizations or other fundraisers that we do throughout the year.
It's this time of year when you see the purple ribbons go up. It's a lot of pride in Bath County because you can see how many of your fellow citizens and other people, businesses support this great cause. But it's also time to give pause because, you know, you're raising funds for a very important cause. Cancer affects each of us.
Unfortunately.
You started out behind the scenes helping out and doing things, and now you're a full-on board member.
Yes.
What could we anticipate seeing you doing on Friday and Saturday to facilitate things going on?
Of course. Well, Darce L. Vi is actually having the food there on Friday night, so Zach and Russ, if you guys know them and their famous barbecue, they'll be serving that on Friday night. So come on down and get your dinner that night. So I'll be helping out, just floating around, doing whatever I can, working the gate. We want to make sure everyone feels very welcome on Friday night and Saturday during the day. And we just want every person that walks through our gates to know how important they are and how much that them just being there is benefiting the residents of Bath County. So yeah, so I'll just be floating around, talking to everybody. I like to get to know everybody. So
well, one of the things that the Darce L. Vi Cancer Fund does is help provide transportation to treatments for people who are receiving, whether it's chemo or radiation treatments. That's such a big help.
Lodging.
What this fund does is amazing, and thank you for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Can you just recap the events that are going to be going on starting Friday and all the way through?
Of course. So Friday night on September 30th from 4:30 to 8, we'll be having a gospel sing on Main Street in the field across from the firehouse. And then Saturday at the same place, October 1st from 10 a.m. to 5, we'll be having bands all day long, as well as 25 plus vendors, craft vendors. And we'll be having lots of food from Warm Springs Inn and Puff's Barbecue and some baked goods. There'll be lots of things for kids to do. Parks and Recs is hosting that.
Thank you so very much for your time, Hannah. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate you having me.
A link to this story can be found on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.